Ted Kennedy, medical research is suffering because of the Bush administration's long delay in choosing a director for the National Institutes of Health. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the administration moved rapidly to fill the vacancy on the Supreme Court. Why can't they do the same for the vacancy in the job of director of the National Institutes of Health? NIH is the cornerstone of medical research, but it's been almost a year since the director's slot became vacant. The cause of the delay is the administration's heavy-handed and insulting attempt to give the far right an ideological veto over the appointment. One eminent scientist withdrew from consideration when pressed for his views on fetal tissue research and abortion. These inept attempts to find a new director have become a major embarrassment. NIH and the nation's medical research are suffering. Tell the administration to end its disarray, Al. Drop those demeaning litmus tests and name a director worthy of NIH at its best.
Ted, you got to be the last one to talk about litmus tests. When you're the first to challenge any Republican appointment if they don't match your own liberal bias. Have you forgotten Robert Bork and Bill Lucas? I was going to tell you to get off your high horse, but I see it's only a donkey. As for the real problem of finding a new director for NIH, maybe if the government saw fit to pay some real pro what they're worth, somebody would want the job. The director earns about $85,000, while most deans at any medical college earn over twice that amount. Ted, government service shouldn't become a charity where only rich people can join in and be players. If you want the best minds to lead our nation's agencies and organizations, then pay them more than they do a rookie catcher in the majors. Maybe it's time to consider those appointments just as we do federal judges, for life, tenured, and insulated from petty, nasty, and pretentious politics. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on whether the Soviet Union deserves a lower interest rate than American farmers. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.